Hey everybody, welcome to Ron's Update Podcast. This is going to be episode number 136. If this is your first time listening, thanks. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or to iTunes. So let's get on with the show. It's about time for another Ron's Update. I'm in my car and I'm headed out to Triple Mill, walk on the trails. I've got a long up, well, I don't know how long it is, but it seems it spans a large period of time. I started the Galloway customized training program on July 10th. I've probably mentioned it in a previous podcast. And I've also mentioned numerous times about it seems like I make about 6 weeks in the training plan before things, you know, I get disinterested or whatever. I'll have to say this one, I haven't done that, and I'm into my 11th week. The only problem is this last week, for some reason, well, it wasn't just last week. A couple of weeks ago, I started feeling a pull in my left hamstring area, or maybe my butt muscle, and I started favoring it, but I kept running and I kept doing my workouts. And then I ran a trail race out at Little Mulberry Park. It started at 8:30 at night, and it was a nighttime trail race, and I'll go into that later on. And then the week after that trail race, I did my runs and my leg seemed to be, while I was doing my runs, I was okay. But then after my runs, I would start hurting. And that's what happened last Tuesday. I had a workout. It was supposed to be kind of like a tempo run, I guess. Warm up for 10 minutes and then run for about 20 minutes at what would be my race pace, allegedly, and then cool down for 10 minutes. So a 40-minute run with 20 minutes of it faster. And I completed that run, and I was okay with it. And then Thursday was my weekly form workout where I do 10 minutes warm up, then I do some cadence drills, then I do some acceleration gliders, and then I do 10 minutes of my race pace, and then I got 10 minutes of a cool down. And I got through that workout, but I could tell, you know, things were hurting here and there. And I went home and everything was fine. Well, I got up, I guess it was Friday morning, and my right leg hurt, not my left, but my up above my hip, my lower back on my right side, which has been a chronic area for me in the past. And of course I didn't think anything of it. And I was supposed to, the workout that I was supposed to do, let's see how this thing worked. The workout I was supposed to have done on Thursday, I did on Friday. Then I get things so screwed up. I'm going to have to revamp this last week, okay? It started out, I was supposed to do my workout on Tuesday. Well, I didn't do it on Tuesday, and I didn't do it on Wednesday. Ended up doing it on Thursday. That was my first workout, which was the race pace 20 minutes that I mentioned. Then on Friday, I had planned to do my form workout, and I skipped it because my leg was hurting. And I was going to do that workout on Saturday, which I did on Saturday. And then I was supposed to do 800s on Sunday. But when I got up Sunday morning, that's when I really just, my right hip hurt. I call it my hip, but it's more my lower back on the right side, just above my hip. Just below belt level, you know, if you're wearing a belt. So I skipped Sunday's 800s, which is the first workout that I've actually totally skipped. Now, I had a 12-mile run scheduled the week end of that trail race, and I talked to Chris Twiggs, and he had said that I could do the trail race Saturday night and then do the rest of my long run Sunday morning. Well, when I went out to Little Mulberry Park on Saturday, I went out early, about 4 o'clock, and the race wasn't until 8:30. I decided I'd just go ahead and walk the course, see what it was like, since I was going to be running it in the dark in a race. So it was a 3-mile loop, so I walked that 3-mile loop. So then I got in my mind, okay, if I walk this 3-mile loop and I race the three miles, that's 6 miles. And as far as long runs go, if you walk, you know, if you have to walk, that's fine, as long as you get your workout in, right? So I got basically 6 miles in on Saturday afternoon and evening. So then I did my other 6 miles Sunday. So I figured that was my total of 12 miles. So it was kind of a sketchy long run, right? Split in half, but I guess it works. But after that week of that, that's when I started going downhill, and I skipped workouts all the way until Friday afternoon. So that was my 11th week. Now I'm missing a 800 workout. I was supposed to do 4 800s, you know, a warm up, 4 800s, and then a cool down. So I've totally skipped that workout. So this past week I've only done 2 runs, and today is Monday, so I'm supposed to do a cross training workout. So I'm headed out to Triple Mill this afternoon to just go, you know, for a 45 minute easy walk on the trail. I'll probably take my trekking poles and see how my hip holds up and my back. I iced it twice this morning, and once this morning and once this afternoon, and I took some Advil, which I normally don't take, but I took three Advil when I went to bed last night. I took 3 Advil about 11 or 12 o'clock this morning, and then I took 2 about a half hour to an hour ago. So I really don't like to take Advils. So I'm going to see how this walk works out. If it works out, I'm supposed to have a hill workout tomorrow, 4 hills. So I don't know if I'll be able to do it or not. I may just try to, if I can't run, walk through my workouts this week. I don't know if that's possible. I guess it's better than nothing if I can do it. I hope I can. And we'll see what happens. Now, get back to the Little Mulberry Park nighttime race. I knew this nighttime race was coming up, and I'd been putting off whether I was going to go run it or not. And I think the last day you could register online was probably Thursday night, and that's when I registered. It was Thursday night to race on Sunday night. And I had visions of going out early, about 3:30 or 4, to Little Mulberry Park and taking one of my drones with me and trying to fly that thing, because I've got two drones now. One is a cheapie that I'm trying to learn with, and my DJI Spark, which is the good one that I haven't ever done anything with. The cheap one, I lit it up in my backyard and it flew over my house and I lost control of it and I found it in the front yard. So I'm kind of sketchy on that one too, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, I had the idea of taking the drone out there and flying it before the race. And when I got out there, it was a little breezy, and I know that these cheap drones, they don't weigh anything, that they're hard to control when the wind's blowing. So I just decided, well, I'll skip the drone thing and I'll just go out early so I can get a parking place, because Little Mulberry Park doesn't have a real big parking lot on the fence roadside. I don't know about Hog Mountain side. There's got two sides of this park. It's a big park. And so I got out there a little after 4, and then the Dirty Spokes people were setting up for the race, and I decided, well, why don't I just go out and walk on the course? And so that's what I did. But little did I know, I started out in reverse. So I started out on the finish and ended at the start, which was okay because it gave me a look at, you know, the course, and it had a lot of uphills and a lot of downhills. And after the race, when I put it in the computer and checked the elevation and everything, it had 1.49 miles of climb out of a 3-mile race. And that was using GPS, and the GPS only showed the course 2.74 miles long. Well, I knew that Tim, the race director, I think he had measured it with a wheel to be 3 miles, which a wheel is more accurate than a GPS when you're going through the woods. So basically, with my GPS, it said 1.49 miles of climb, which could have been longer because it might have lost some of the distance with the GPS. So anyway, I went out and I walked this thing, and I went, whoa. There was a big downhill when I first started after about half a mile or so, and I went, whoa. And I didn't realize it was the uphill to finish at first. You know, once I found out I had walked the course backwards, and I realized that this big old hill was like the last hill of the race. It was probably, 'd say that uphill finished less than a half mile from the end of the race. So it was a substantial uphill for the end of a race. But anyway, it was paved concrete, this uphill. So as far as footing and all that stuff, it wasn't going to be hard footing. And as I went on down, I ended up turning off and into the woods. So there was single track, and then there was horse trails. So it had a little bit, and then, of course, I'm talking this backwards, and then it had some of the high school cross country course too, which was a grass trail cut through a meadow. So it basically started out on asphalt, ran into a grass trail, then a horse trail, which was pretty rough and rocky, and then you hit single track coming back up to the concrete path. Then you had the path up that big old humongous hill, and then you hit some of the cross-country trail again down to the finish, and you hit a little bit of asphalt for the finish. So it was a good race, and I was really surprised how much I liked running it. I had a headlamp and one of those tactical flashlights that put out a really strong beam, and you can adjust the beam wider or narrower. I had one of those, and it worked really well. And I ended up finishing first in my age group, and I really wasn't going that fast. Because when I talked to Chris Twiggs, he said I could run the race if I would run like my long run pace. Well, I didn't have any problem with that because that was just the way it worked out. But I was supposed to run 15 and walk 30 for the whole thing, but that didn't actually pan out because on the uphills I ran 15 and walked 30, but on the downhills I would run however I felt, because I figured downhills are much easier on you as far as, exertion wise. So that's what I did. So, and based on 3 mile course, I averaged like 13:11 pace, I guess, which sounds pretty slow, but we're talking a trail race in the dark, so I didn't feel too bad about it, and got first in my age group, and I was probably the oldest person in the race, so that's my story of that particular race. There's another nighttime trail race coming up, I noticed, that Dirty Spokes is putting on, and I'm trying to decide whether I want to do that one or not. Because I kind of like them. I think it's another 3 miler. These little short nighttime trail races are kind of fun to do. Gives you some variety, something different. And it's not hot at night usually. So, depending on whether I recover from this alleged injury I have, we'll see what I do. I hope this thing works itself out quickly, because I really don't want to mess up my overall training plan for the Galloway 13.1, because I think this is the first time I've gone past about 6 weeks on a training plan without just quitting and coming up with something different to do. So hopefully I'll be able to continue on with this. What's this say? Area closed, danger, natural surface trails closed. Great. I was coming out here to walk on the natural surface trails. They do have a paved trail out here at Triple Mill, so I guess that's what I'm stuck walking on, is on the regular trail instead of the other stuff. Oh well, I guess that's the way it goes, huh? Well, I'll let you go for now, and maybe come back later on after this walk and give you a skinny on what I ran into out here. I guess it's closed down because of the Hurricane Irma that came through last week. Oh, that was another reason why I skipped my workouts the first part of last week. I forgot to tell you why I ended up running at the end of the week all compacted together, and that might be why I injured myself, is because of Hurricane Irma coming through up here and doing some damage tree-wise and utility-wise and everything else. I didn't run on Tuesday because that's when the storm was probably the worst, was Tuesday. It started Monday, And then Tuesday, and then it started clearing up Wednesday. So that's what was the deal on that. I forgot all about why I'd failed to run the first three or four days of that week. I was thinking maybe it was my injury, and really it was just that hurricane, basically. But then trying to cram all my runs into the end of the week, maybe that's what got my injury going. And I think the reason my right side hurt is since my left hamstring was bothering me, I was probably compensating somehow and ended up pulling something on the right side. That's how things always seem to work. Okay, well, I'm almost to the parking lot out here at Triple Mills, so I'll talk to you later. Bye. I'm back in my car after my walk at Triple Mill. Had a pretty good walk out there. The trails through the woods were closed down, mostly over on the woods, I guess the woods side, not the lake side. I was walking on the paved trail about 5 minutes, and I noticed the trail that cut off of the paved and went down towards the lake, so I just took off down that trail and ended up walking quite a while in the woods down there, and never had any problem with any kind of felled trees or anything. There was debris on the trail in spots, but nothing serious, mostly pine cones and little bitty, you know, not branches, but just clumps of, you know, pine straw type things. So I had a good walk. I had some trekking poles with me, and I used those, and my back didn't bother me like I thought it would. Near the end, coming back up off that trail, was uphill, and it was a little tender then, but nothing serious. Now, sitting in the car headed back home, no telling what it'll be like when I get up and get out of the car, because sometimes if I sit very long, it's like I seize up, and when I try to stand up straight, that's when it hurts. So we'll see. So overall, had a pretty good walk. I don't know if I'm going to be able to run tomorrow, though. I might end up having to walk again. I really don't want to start missing my assigned workouts. So what I may do is just go and try to start my workout and see how it feels. And if it feels bad, I'll quit and just walk. If it's okay, then I'll continue. Now the big obstacle is going to be this coming Sunday when I have a 13-miler scheduled. I'm thinking that's going to be a long walk, because I don't think I'm going to be able to run 13 miles, but we'll see. Hopefully I'll be able to do it. I think the training plan overall is helping my fitness, but when your body falls apart, it doesn't matter how fit you are, right? So, okay, well, I'll let you go. See you next time. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.